Well, from a mechanical engineer's perspective, we work on so many different things, but for a lot of what we do, it's about understanding how to take energy and convert that into work, and then vice versa. And in this case, what we're doing is we're understanding how much energy is required in order to maintain a certain temperature level in an enclosure, so how much heat has to be put in, and then how much heat is going to bleed off of that structure as well, because, you know, because it's higher temperature in the surroundings, heat's going to escape to the outside. So how much energy does it require us in order to maintain the temperature in the building during the day and during the night? We have to look at various different weather conditions, understand what the energy requirements are, and then from that standpoint, understanding how much, for instance, battery do we have to have, how big a solar panels do we have to have in order to provide enough 24-hour energy in order to maintain the temperature in that building. So that's the engineering perspective on it. On top of that, we had to be thinking about how does this go up and how does it come down so that we can change its location, move it to different fields when required for the type of research they're doing. So it had to be portable at the same time.